Repeat after me, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We are joining as one.
We are joining as one.
Right now.
Right now.
And we're laying hands.
And we're laying hands.
On this lady.
On this lady.
Who at one time.
Who at one time.
Was involved in witchcraft.
Was involved in witchcraft.
And did not realize.
And did not realize.
The impact.
The impact
that Jesus would do,
that Jesus would do
on a beautiful vessel.
On a beautiful vessel.
And we trust, Lord,
and we trust, Lord,
that there are many souls,
that there are many souls
stuck in deception.
Stuck in deception.
Stuck in witchcraft.
Stuck in witchcraft.
And has no clue.
And has no clue.
That you want to set them free, Lord.
That you want to set them free, Lord.
So we release our spirit.
So we release our spirit.
To pray.
To pray.
Through us,
through us,
so that God can have,
so that God can have
fullness of salvation,
fullness of salvation
in these that are stuck,
in these that are stuck
through no fault of their own,
through no fault of their own.
We trust you, Lord,
we trust you, Lord,
as we bind,
as we bind
the spirit of adoption,
the spirit of adoption,
so that they will cry out,
so that they will cry out,
Abba Father,
Abba Father,
and that Jesus,
and that Jesus,
and his blood,
and his blood,
cleanses them now.
Cleanses them now.
Even as we speak.
Even as we speak.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Healing.
Healing.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Words of knowledge.
Words of knowledge.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Words of holiness.
Words of holiness.
To every heart that's stuck.
To every heart that's stuck.
Release your spirit now. Father, I declare this water to be holy.
Yes.
I declare this water to be a blessing.
Yes.
I declare this water to set free the captives. Put some pepper in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has done great things for me. He has done great things for me. He has done great things for me. Bless his holy name.
Lift your hands to him.
He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord.
I saw as we were praying that the front of you, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, it was like a zipper, and it just unzipped, and all of our prayers and intercession were just stuffed inside of you, and it all went up as a beautiful essence in front of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Shantarabasata.
There's an anointing on Mary for this. I don't know what it was, but she was right down here, and there was something that I can't identify, and I kept saying, what is this? And it's something on her in this area. There's an anointing for you in this area. I don't know what it is. I could feel it.
Miss Linda, I saw a white dove, and as it flew up, it came over at the bottom. It had a little piece of ribbing trim, white ribbing trim, that you would put almost on a present, and it was just flying all around you, covering you all the way up, like you were going to be a gift for this
people.
And I saw a cloud over a building, I don't know if it was that building or not, and the Lord's hand came down and just like put his whole hand right on top of the building.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There used to be a cross on top of that building, and there's going to be again.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Anyone else?
That would explain the struggle that, like, I almost left. It was just really, like, oh, I just was like, maybe I should just leave. But then I just said, no, I'll stick it out.
Would you love to lay hands on her heart, please?
Yeah, I'm just going to say one other thing. We know physical addictions. This is a spiritual addiction. Mm-hmm. And he entices people to come because they're sick.
Yeah.
Or they want to speak to their loved ones who have whatever he uses. That's how we entice, and they go deeper.
Into bondage, and they're not aware.
And they're not even aware.
Okay. Could you put your hand over her heart? Thank you, Lord. I have a confession to make. I can't tell you how many years, but it could be as much as 7 or 8, maybe 9. That building was, at that time, a bar room. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit told me to stop there. That's before our Father's house became a church in that place.
After Kingdom Hall.
Right. It was a Kingdom Hall, but it became a bar.
Right. American Legion.
American Legion. The Holy Spirit told me to go and park in the back and to pray, and I did. At one point, he showed me there was a cellar door, and I went in that cellar door because it was open, and the Lord had me anoint the whole building from front to back. Mm-mm-mm. And back to front, every room, down cellar, upstairs, downstairs. And later, when the church was formed, I went to talk to the pastor, and all he did was reject me. So what am I saying? God knows what he's doing with that building. Yes. His hand is upon that building. Yes. Whoever got the vision, let God's glory come from that place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Father, we release peace.
Yes.
Peace. Peace. The shalom of God. Mm-hmm. The shalom of God upon this beautiful vessel that you have called for. Lucky. More grace. In Jesus' name.
Hug time.
Okay, this is a happy day. And I'm going to rejoice. Amen. Say some hugs with each other because you need. Don't be afraid to say I'm selfish right now. I need a hug.
You too. Super good.
I'm selfish right now. I need this hug.
Okay, super good.
You look pretty sharp there, kiddo.
Come on over here.
Yeah.
Going up so big.
Oh, my God.
You felt the community. Hey, now be careful. You're going to spoil them, and then we're going to have to put up with them, and Mama and Grandma are going to be stuck with a spoiled boy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not selfish. I'm a giver, and I would like to give you a hug.
Oh, that's nice. She's not selfish. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a refreshing song.
Oh, selfish.
Vanessa, come over here. I'm selfish. I need a hug from you.
Over your shoulders and tied it in front. I felt like I had you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You go, Mary.
You just learned something today, didn't you? And it's important. And we would not trade you in for no amount of money. And we love you and the girls.
Okay. Yes, dear.
I received a vision early this morning, and I wrote it down.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about it.
Sure. Can we do that in a little while?
Yes.
Okay. If you will find your seat, we're going to take a couple of moments in the Word. Just a couple of moments. It won't be long. I promise you that. We're going to go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. In the NIV, it says, submit yourself to God. Submit. Submit yourself to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't you? Don't they come from your inner desires that battle within you? You want something you don't get? It. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives. That you may spend what you get on your own pleasure. You adulterous people. Adulterous people is because it's not a physical adultery, it's a spiritual adultery. You're putting other spirits ahead of the Most High God. Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. And that hurts. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Why doesn't he give grace to the proud? They've got all the solutions.
Self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Self-sufficiency is pride.
Just out of curiosity, can you be both proud and humble?
No. When you get God's advice on something from his word, it's his opinion that knows the fullness of the kingdom that is unseen. The kingdom of the Spirit has two realms. It has light and dark. The Spirit of Christ is light itself. It'll expound and expose the darkness. And when it does, you start understanding that there's a war between light and darkness. When that happens, you begin to comprehend that the ultimate prize is you. Darkness loves to use God's creation. We talked about that earlier. How the enemy comes and invades and uses people. And I had a beautiful person that I've loved for years and years who lost a loved one. They go to church every week, but decided that they needed extra. So they went to a witch to have contact with the dead person. And the dead person came through the witch and spoke through the witch that this person had died because it was easier for them to die right now than to wait. Because it would have been too heavy later on for this person to put up with another death. Now I know that that's not God. But do they know that it's not God? They have no clue. They're lonely and crying out for the person they love, who's now, according to them, in a cemetery. I've seen people who have lost their loved ones, and they spend a weekend. And week in and week out, they visit the cemetery, and they really believe, as they're talking, that they're talking to their loved one.
Amen.
Thank you. Those of you who are listening to this, I just put my ear out to make an awareness that this is so wrong because the spirit of that person is not in that grave. It's gone with the Lord if they know the Lord. And if it's not gone with the Lord, it could be wherever God has decided because it's not for us to judge. But I'm trying to show you what happens when we depend on ourselves. And when we satisfy our own desire for knowledge, and we'll use any doorway. King Saul couldn't hear from God anymore. That's in 1 Samuel. And Saul decided that he wanted instructions. And the man who had anointed him to be the king of Israel was named Samuel as a prophet. And he had died. So now his only hope was to go to the witch of Endor. Has anything changed?
No.
Humble yourself before the Lord. What did we do? How do we do it? Cry out to him. Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 7 is the answer. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Why are they double-minded? Because they can't settle anything. They're always going back and forth like a teeter-totter on that Ferris wheel. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No victory. Verse 9. Groove, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Say, if I humble myself before the Lord, he will lift me up. That's it. That's the answer. He will lift you up. He will make you into what he's called you to become. Lift your hands to him. Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
That you know when to lift me up.
That you know when to lift me up.
And you will make me.
And you will make me.
Like the firstborn son.
Like the firstborn son.
Totally dependent on the Holy Spirit.
Totally dependent on the Holy Spirit.
To get what I need.
To get what I need.
To strengthen me.
To strengthen me.
To fortify me.
To fortify me.
And to counsel me.
And to counsel me.
And to comfort me.
And to comfort me.
And create a hunger.
And create a hunger.
For the word of God.
For the word of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Less TV, more Bible.